and heaven's peace into the troubled heart. So pursue forgiveness. For God's sake, for your sake, for the sake of the church, let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight again for a wonderful evening of fellowship together. We thank you for a faithful congregation of people who love you, who are not simply caught up in the details of Scripture, but have come to love the one who is the theme of Scripture, even your glorious Trinitarian self. We thank you for the love of the truth that marks this congregation. And if it is true, and if it is so that we love the truth, written and incarnate, then we will embrace its demands joyfully. That means we embrace forgiveness. We instantly and unconditionally and freely forgive, waiting, in some cases, hopefully, for the other person to come and seek a full reconciliation. But from our standpoint, we forgive. Help us to learn that last lesson, to embrace the wounds, to embrace the attacks, to embrace the misrepresentations, to embrace the things that were said unkindly, unfairly, unjustly, the merciless injuries, to embrace them, offering immediate forgiveness, knowing that these wounds are the very trials that you use to perfect us. And may we, like the Apostle Paul, then rejoice in insults and distresses and suffering and persecution, for when we are weakened by those things, that's how you make us strong. Lord, again, we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Left to ourselves, we wouldn't have the power to live this way, but because the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and ever since that day, every person who is in Christ is the temple of the Spirit of God. We thank you that the Spirit lives in us, enabling us to be obedient and to live lives that are marked by grace, mercy, and forgiveness. This, too, is a clear demonstration to the watching world that Christ is in us, for we forgive even as He forgave us. Use us this week, Lord, even as we think about next weekend, to